Not all of Teresa's confessors were as gentle with her, but she always tried to be obedient. Our Lord spoke to her again when she was distressed that so many of the books on prayer that had been helpful to her were placed on the Spanish index of forbidden books.
I had a confessor who mortified me very much and was sometimes an affliction and great trial to me because he disturbed me exceedingly, and he was the one who profited me the most as far as I can tell. As often as the Lord commanded something of me in prayer and my confessor told me to do otherwise, the Lord returned and told me to obey my confessor. And afterward, the Lord would change the confessor's mind, and he would agree with the Lord's command. When they forbade the reading of many books in the vernacular, I felt that prohibition very much, because reading some of them was an enjoyment for me. The Lord said to me, "Don't be sad, for I shall give you a living book." I was unable to understand why this was said to me, since I had not yet experienced any visions. Afterward, within only a few days, I understood very clearly, because I received so much to think about and such recollection in the presence of what I saw, and the Lord showed me so much love for me by teaching me in many ways that I had very little or almost no need for books. His Majesty had become the true book in which I saw the truths. Blessed be such a book that leaves what must be read and done so impressed that you cannot forget. Who is it that sees the Lord covered with wounds and afflicted with persecutions, who will not embrace them, love them, and desire them? Who beholds something of the glory that he gives to those who serve him, who doesn't know that all we can do and suffer is nothing since we hope for such a reward?